Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be, so you're tired of God. Maybe He is also tired of you. You know, a lot of you people out there are sick and tired of Jesus. And a lot of you people out there are sick and tired of religion. A lot of you people out there are sick and tired of hearing anything about Jesus and anything about the Bible. You're just sick and tired of it. You're sick and tired of hearing anything when it comes to Jesus. Well, I'm here to tell you that God is also tired of you. God is also tired of you, and He is not only tired of you, but He's also tired of your sins. God is tired of America, and He's also tired of Americans' same old sins. He's tired of you. He's tired of your same sins coming to Him over and over and asking God for forgiveness and never doing anything. God is just tired of you also. So as much as you're tired of the church, well, God is also tired of you. You know, but are you just getting plain tired? I'm tired. I am tired. Are you just really tired of what you see around you? Are you tired of hearing the same thing on the news media? Are you tired of your marriage? Maybe you're tired of your work. You're just tired. I mean, I am just tired. What about you? Are you just tired? Are you tired of the economy? Are you tired of the oil spills? I mean, aren't you just tired of being tired? My question to you today is, are you tired? Well, did you know that Jesus is also tired? Did you know that God is also tired of your same old sins coming to Him over and over again? And He's tired of forgiving you over and over again? Yes, the truth of the matter is, we do serve a God that sometimes gets tired. We do serve a God that sometimes gets tired. Genesis 27:46, Rebekah said to Isaac, I am tired of living because of the daughter of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth like these, from the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Are you tired of living today? Some of you are just tired. You're tired of living. You've given up. You have given up on life. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:28, do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ never gets tired. But one thing He gets tired of is keeping on forgiving you over and over and over and over and over again of the same sins you commit. Believe it or not, God would want you to grow. God would want you to grow and not keep committing the same sins over and over again. I have two boys of my own, and I try to teach them. And I would like to see them progress and learn as they get older. Well, you've been coming to God so many times over the same sins. The same problem that you was hung up on 5 years ago is the same problem that you are hung up 10 years later. God is saying, when are you going to start progressing in your Christian life? When are you going to start learning? When are you going to start obeying my teachings? So yes, God does get tired. He gets tired of you. He gets tired of you. Believe it or not, our God is a mighty God, and He is tired of you. Yes, today, our God is tired of you. So you might say, I am tired of God. Well, God is also tired of you because you keep committing the same sins over and over again. Over and over again. You know? What about you? Some of you might be tired of praying. Are you tired of praying? Exodus 17:12 says, when Moses' hands grew tired, he took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. I don't know about you, but maybe you're just tired of praying. Maybe you're just tired of seeking God. Maybe you've gone to church over and over and over again, and you're just tired. Are you tired of praying to God? Do you still believe that God is a mighty God? Do you still believe that God is listening to your prayer? Do you still believe that God has a plan for your life? I know you might be tired of everything else, but I'm here to tell you, don't be tired of praying. Don't be tired of doing good. Isaiah 40:28 says, Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. The question is, the Bible says he will not grow tired and weary. But the truth of the matter is, does God not get tired? Does he not get tired? Yes, God does get tired. He does get tired. Isaiah 43:22, but my dear people, you refuse to ask for my help. You have grown tired of me. You know, America, we have grown tired of Jesus. We have taken Jesus out of our schools. We have taken Jesus out of our government. We have taken Jesus out of our lives, this country. And Jesus said, I did not grow tired of you, but you have grown tired of me. I want to know, America, why have you grown tired of Jesus? Look around. Look what's happening to our nation. Look what's happening to people. We have grown tired of Jesus. You know, you have grown tired of me, says the Lord. I have not grown tired of you, but you have grown tired of me. Yes, the truth of the matter is, the church, the American people, we have grown tired of Jesus. We have grown tired of Jesus. Jeremiah 15:6. You have forsaken me, declares the Lord. You keep going backwards. So I will stretch out my hands against you and destroy you. I am tired of relenting. Yes, the truth of the matter is, God is tired of you coming to him. He's sick and tired of your same sins. He's sick and tired of you going to him over and over and over again with the same problems. God says, I am sick and tired of those sins. It is about time that you have start progressing. It is about time that you start listening to the words I send. As a loving father, I would be sick and tired of my kids keep on doing the same thing over and over again. How many times do I got to tell you to do what's right? How many times do I got to tell you what to do, says the Lord? How many times do I got to tell you to keep reading the Bible? How many times do I got to tell you, come on somebody, I am sick and tired of telling you the same thing over and over and over. You're stubborn. You don't want to listen. I am tired of relenting. You know, the Hebrew for the word tired means to toil, to labor, to grow weary, or to be wearied. Come on, somebody. God is wearied of your sins. God is weary. He's just had enough. It's toilsome to hear over and over and over again. And God's saying, about time in your Christian walk, you're going to start being more mature. You're going to start being more mature. Come on, somebody. God is becoming impatient. He's exhausted. Come on. He finds it very difficult to keep hearing these same problems over and over again. Come on, somebody. His patience is tried. His patience is tried, you know. I don't know about you, but if you have somebody that keeps on getting in trouble, and you keep on giving them you're very patient with them, but they keep on doing the same thing, and you're patient. Your patience are finally going to be tried, and you're going to have enough. Bar Money God today says, I am tired of relenting. I am tired of your same old sins. Come on, somebody. I am tired of being used. I am tired of you. You might be tired of me, but Jesus says, I am tired of you. God says, I am tired of you with your same old sins. I am tired of relenting. I am tired of forgiving. Come on, somebody. It's about time you start figuring it out, America. It's about time you start learning. It's about time you start understanding. Come on, somebody, what you're about to do. Oh, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. You ain't listening to me today because you have so much money. But God says, I'm getting very tired. I'm getting very impatient and I'm getting very exhausted. Yes, God is getting tired of you. You know, Isaiah 1:14-15. I hate your new moon and prescribed festivals. They have become a burden to me, says the Lord. I am tired of putting up with them. When you lift up your hands in prayer, I will refuse to look at you, even if you offer countless prayers. I will not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. Hear what the word of the Lord says. He says, I am tired of putting up with you. Jesus is tired. God, our God, is tired. He says, you have become a burden to me. You ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. But the truth of the matter is, God is tired. God is tired of you. You want to tell me that you're tired of God? You're tired of the religious people of the earth? Come on, somebody. You're tired of those Jesus freaks? Well, I'm here to tell you that God is tired of you. Jeremiah 15:6. You have left me. This is the Lord's declaration. You have turned your back. So I have stretched out my hands against you and destroyed you. I am tired of showing compassion to you. Jeremiah 15:6. God is tired of showing his compassion, I believe, to a lot of folks. God is tired of showing his compassion in America. God is tired of showing his compassion to some of the people in the church. Come on, somebody. God said, I am tired of showing my compassion. Because you keep on doing the same sins over and over. You've kept on laughing at God when he came with an outstretched arm. When he came with compassion, you just laughed in his face. And you said, get away from me, you Jesus freak. Get away from me, you who hold the Bible. And God said, you know what? I am tired of you. I am tired of you. I am sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of you. Yes, our God is tired of you. Some of you in America, some of you around the world, our God is tired of you. Isaiah 57:10 says, you were tired out by the length of your road, yet you did not say it is hopeless. You found renewed strength. Therefore, you did not faint. You got stronger instead of weaker in doing evil. You know, some people get tired for doing good. But you got stronger when you did evil. You became an adulterer to God's people. When you stepped and did evil, it made you stronger. When you went out and committed adultery, you thought you were getting stronger. Come on, somebody. And evil should make a man weaker. Instead, you loved it so much and you thought you were getting stronger. And God said, you know, I am tired of you. Isaiah 57:10. But come here, you sons of the sorcerer, you offsprings of the adulterer and harlot. Whom do you ridicule? Against whom do you make a wide mouth and stick out of the tongue? Are you not children of the transgression, offsprings of the falsehood, inflaming yourself with gods under evergreen tree? Slaying the children in the valleys, under the clefts of the rock, among the smooth stones of the streams in your portion. They are your lot. Even to them you have drinked a drink offering. You have offered a grain offering. Should I receive comfort in these? on the lofty and high mountains you have set your bed. Even there you went up to offer sacrifices. Also behind the doors and their posts you have set up your remembrance. For you have uncovered yourself to those other than me, and have gone up to them. You have enlarged your beds and made a covenant with them. You have loved their bed, where you saw their nudity. You went to the king with ointment, and increased their perfumes. You sent your messenger far off, and even descendants to Sheol. You have wearied in the length of your ways, yet you did not say, there is no hope. You have found the life of your hand. Therefore you were not grieved. Whom do you ridicule? The wicked among God's people made fun of the righteous. They mocked them, and God heard it. Here the Lord challenges them, simply asking, who do you think you are? Who are you mocking? Are you not a child of a transgression, offsprings of falsehood? This speaks to a common sin of human nature, to see the sins or the problems of others while being blind to your own sins of problems, inflaming yourself with gods under evergreen tree. Here, the Lord begins to expose the spiritual adultery of His people. They are hot with passion for other gods, worshiping them in the ritual place of the Canaanite paganism, evergreen tree among the smooth stones of the stream on the high and lofty mountain. In this picture, the Lord is the husband of Israel, and their passionate, chronic attraction for idols has made the lust of the adulterer. His people pursued false gods like the lover runs after the focus of their love, and they yield themselves to the idols as the lover yields themselves to their beloved. You have uncovered yourself to those other than me. According to the presentation of verse 7, the whoredom of Judah is compared to that of the adulteress who has become so impudent that she no longer commits her sin in secret, but publicly and shamelessly. She acts without a restraint and refuses to bless with shame. Under evergreen tree, the picture of the spiritual adultery is especially fitting, because many of the pagan gods of Israel went after were worshipped with illicit sex rituals. A green tree might be a place of such idolatry because the evergreen tree spoke of constant fertility. Slain the children in the valley, one of the Canaanite gods in the Israel worship was named Molech, and he received children as sacrifices. Molech was worshipped by heating a metal statue representing the god until it was red hot, then by placing a living infant on the outstretched hands of the statue, while beating drums down out the screams of the child until it burns to death. Molech was one of the lovers God's people forsook the Lord for it, their spiritual adultery. People who would not make a small sacrifice for the Lord God will kill their own children for a pagan idol. And as the love of harlot is often hotter than that of the husband and wife, so superstition many times outdoeth true religion. Even to them who have poured out a drink offering, you have offered a grain offering. These are the sacrifices that should have been given to the Lord, but his unfaithful people gave them to idols instead. For the devil is God's ape, and idolaters use the same rites and offerings in the worship of idols which God has prescribed in his own. Also behind the doors of their posts, you have set up your remembrance. In Deuteronomy 6:4-9, God told Israel to inscribe his name and his word of every doorpost. Here, there is a perverse twisting of that, to remember their pagan gods behind the doors and their posts. The sensitive Israelite reader would, of course, remember that it was the word of God, and most aptly, an assertion that there is only one God that was to be inscribed on the doors. You are wearied in the length of your ways. As times went on, the spiritual adultery of God's people wasn't rewarding. After the initial thrill of the spiritual adultery wore off, they were wearied. But even then, they would not repent. Yet, you did not say, there is no hope. One reason why you're getting so tired is because you're seeking things that don't matter. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today, but one reason why you are tired is because you are seeking things that don't matter. You are looking for fulfillment of the world. You have committed adultery. You have drunk. Come on, somebody. And now you are tired. The thrill of committing adultery is gone. The thrill of being drunk is gone. Come on, somebody. The pleasures of this world is now gone, and you're just tired. You're tired, but you know, even God's people, when they sinned, when they offered up infants to these idols such as Moloch, when they did this, they didn't get tired of it. Maybe you are tired today because you have done evil. Maybe you are tired today because the thrill of this world is gone. Come on, somebody. You are tired today. You look around and you see the oil spills. Come on, somebody. The economy. You are just tired. But God says, you know what? He says, if you want to find rest, then you must start seeking Jesus Christ. Maybe some of you are tired of the world's pleasures. If you want to find rest, then you must start seeking Jesus Christ. Because He is the only one that can give you rest. You know, some of you are just trying to find love in all the wrong places. You're trying to find happiness in the world. Come on, somebody. You're getting on a jet. You're flying to one tropical place, then to another. You think because you are a star in a movie, come on somebody, you think because you have gone to Vegas or somehow that people are looking at you, that somehow this is going to make you fulfilled. But the truth of the matter is that you need rest. You are tired of the world's pleasures. Come on, some of you are going to many events. You are trying and tasting many wines and champagnes. You have seen many movies. You have went to many basketball games, baseball games, hockey games. You have sat there on your couch alone, and you are tired. There is something missing. Come on, somebody. You get up, you go to work day in and day out, and you are weary, and you are tired. But Jesus said, I have come to give you rest. I have come to give you rest. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of you have also starred in movies, and you stop and wonder why your life is so empty. I thought maybe having a big lot of money in my bank account. I thought maybe traveling the world. I thought maybe many of these experiences would make me happy. But the truth of the matter is you are tired. You are wearied. Come on, somebody. You just tried living and living and living. And you're still tired of living. Well, the truth of the matter is because you have searched for the wrong things. You have spent your strength after the wrong things. You have spent your focus after the wrong things. But if you turn to Jesus, and He will return your strength, and He will make you whole again. But you know, some of you, wicked men and women out there, you get strength from doing evil. Come on, somebody, you loved evil. But let me warn you of this strength. It is a counterfeit kind of strength. Because this strength that you think from being famous, this strength that you think from being popular, or this strength that you think from having a lot of money, come on somebody, this strength that you think from traveling around the world, this is a counterfeit, and this is not the true strength. This is a counterfeit of the devil. So many of people have sold their soul to Satan, and Satan has given them the world. It is just blows my mind today and how everybody wants the world. Everybody wants to be famous, or everybody wants to be on the next show. It really blows my mind. If you want real strength, if you want real strength and rest, it comes from Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ alone. Jeremiah 12:5 says, if you have run with footmen and they have tired you out, then how can you compete with horses? If you fall down in the land of peace, how will you do this in the thicket of the Jordan? The truth of the matter is, many people that has grown up in America and have had the privilege of living and worshiping God in peace. But maybe God is saying, I am tired of you. Maybe you are tired of hearing Jesus, but God says, I am tired of hearing you. And you know, if you're tired of me in the land of peace, well, I wonder if you're going to be tired of me in war. I wonder if you're going to be tired of me being chased by a lion. I wonder if you're going to be tired of me in the thickets of the Jordan. Come on, somebody. God today is tired of you. Jeremiah 15:6. Who you have forsaken me, declares the Lord, you keep going backwards. So I will stretch out my hands against you and destroy you. I am tired of relenting. Yes, God is tired of you. So many of you are tired today, but I'm here to tell you that God is also tired of you. He is so tired of your wickedness. Some of you that have continued to do evil, God is tired of you. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 30, though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, God says, you know, I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I'm the one that gives you strength. Some of you think you're young, but you who have done evil, you will be tired easily. You will be wearied. Come on, somebody. Isaiah 40:31. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up as wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. You know, the Lord wants to give you rest. The Lord wants to give you rest. But you have forsaken God. You are tired because you have pursued the world. You have given the world your strength. Come on, somebody. God said it's time to turn back to Jesus Christ, and the Lord will give you rest. The Lord will give you rest. In Exodus 33:14, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Deuteronomy 12:10, but you will cross the Jordan and settle in the land your God is giving you as an inheritance, and He will give you rest from all your enemies around you, so that you will live in safety. Our Lord God wants to give you rest, but the truth of the matter is, you push Him away. You don't turn to Him. You walk away from Him. If you would just come and cry out to Jesus, He would give you rest. 2 Samuel 7:11, and have done ever since that time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord Himself will establish a house for you. The Lord not only wants to give you a rest, but He wants to give you a home. He wants to give you not only a rest, but a home. He wants to make you feel at peace. He wants to give you safety. If you would turn to Him, He will give you rest. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. John 4:6, Jacob's well was there, said Jesus. Tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well, and it was the sixth hour. Even Jesus, as he walked many places, became tired. Yes, Jesus was God, and he is God. And when Jesus got tired of walking, he was fully God and man. But the truth of the matter is, not only did Jesus get tired, but I'm here to tell you that God is getting tired of you. God is getting tired of your sins. God is getting tired of the same evil. God is getting tired. Come on, somebody. I'm tired. You're tired. The economy makes me tired. Well, because you have pursued the wrong things. If you had pursued Jesus, He would restore your strength. Galatians 6:9, so we must not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Some of you are just tired of doing good. You've been doing good and you haven't been getting any reward about it. You've been trying to be faithful in your marriage and you haven't been getting any reward about it. You've been working and paying your debts and nobody seems to care, because the truth of the matter is, the world doesn't care if you're good. The truth of the matter is the world doesn't care if you do what's right. You will never be noticed for doing what is right. Come on, somebody. But if you did something evil, the news would blow it up. If you did something bad, the news would blow it up. But the truth of the matter is, God's saying, don't get tired of doing good. Don't get tired of doing good. Even though you might feel alone. Even though you might be tired. Don't get tired of doing good. Jesus would want you to not be tired of doing good. Philippians 3:1, whatever happens, dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord give you joy. I never get tired of telling you this. I am doing this for your own good. You know? The Lord wants to give you joy. The Lord wants to give you rest. And the Lord wants to give you peace. So why are you tired of doing good? Why are you tired of these things? Pursue these things with joy. Pursue these things with happiness. 2 Timothy 3:13. And I say to the rest of you, dear brothers and sisters, never get tired of doing good. Don't get tired of doing good. Keep trying among such an evil world. Keep trying, no matter what you see. A lot of people are going to walk towards the evil roads of life. Don't get tired of doing good. Don't get tired. No one might, you might not have a CD. You might not be in a movie. No one might never give you a chance in this life. So don't get tired of doing good. Come on, somebody. Don't get tired of trying to help somebody. Don't get tired of spending time to listen to somebody. Don't get tired of doing good. You know, Hebrews 12:12 says, therefore strengthen your tired hands and weakened knees. You know, when you seek after Jesus Christ, He's going to give you strength. He's going to give you strength. And He wants you to get strong. He does want you to get strong. God wants you to get strong. He wants you to get strong lifting weights, like spiritual. Go into the weight room. Work out your arms, God says. Go into the weight room. Work out your knees. Get stronger. Read the Bible. Get stronger. God says, why do you want to look at all those weak folks when I can give you strength? Come on, somebody. Run. Run like the wind. Come on, somebody. Pray to Jesus. Even though you are tired, just like when Moses was praying, he was tired. But God is going to give you somebody to help. God is going to give somebody there to help you. Come on, somebody. Just like Moses, when his hands grew tired, God sent Aaron and Hur to help him. God, even though you're tired, maybe you have been fighting for so long and you wonder, is following Jesus really the right way? And you're just tired because you see the church is getting evil. You're just tired because you're not getting the support that you really want. You're just tired. What I'm here to tell you, keep on believing. Keep doing good. God says, keep doing good. Isaiah 35:3 says, with this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. The Word of God should strengthen you. You might have weak hands, weak knees. The Word of God will strengthen you. This is the promise of our Lord God. Shut off the TV. You are tired of what you see. You are sick and tired of evil. But God says, I will strengthen you. God doesn't want you to get tired of worshiping Him. If you are tired, He wants you to get stronger. He's saying, go lift weights. Strengthen your feeble arms and strengthen your feeble knees. Strengthen your mind. Read the Bible and don't get tired. So, some of you, you may be tired of God. Well, maybe He is also tired of you. Maybe He's also tired of you.